This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Michael Goulian. He's one of our top air show pilots. He won the Bill Bubber Showmanship Award last year as proof of that. And he's also been with the Red Bull Air Races for, he's going on his fifth season now. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about what's coming up with Red Bull. The first race is coming up in just a couple of weeks. And also what's going on with his air show, his airplane, and his routine, and all the new things that he has coming up for this season. So, Michael, thanks for talking with us. Could you start just telling us a little bit about what's new with Red Bull this year?
Sure. Great, Mary. Thanks a lot, and thanks for having me on. It's, you know, I'm sitting here in Boston in a cloudy, snowy day, and my airplane is, as we speak, jetting towards Abu Dhabi. It left yesterday out of Boston. As many might know, we actually completely disassemble the airplane. The wings and tail come off, go in these specialized boxes along with our big toolbox, and the airplane gets put on a flatbed, and then they slide it in the nose of a 747, and it gets taken over to Abu Dhabi. So right now the airplane's in the air. I'm working on my personal fitness as I have all winter to try to be ready for the first race. And we have a lot in store for this year, so we're really, really psyched. And it's been a long winter, so I'm happy to get back on the road, really.
Now, these Red Bull races are really physically demanding, aren't they? A lot of G-forces?
They really are. It's amazing. When you look at these racetracks sometimes, it's coming from an aerobatic background, you think that, oh, I've seen it all in an airplane. And then you actually try to fly one of these Red Bull Air Race tracks, and the places that we put the airplanes and the G-force and the cornering that we do in them, it's just unbelievable. You know, when you get there on Wednesday afternoon and you get onto the track for your first sort of go through the track for your practice, you're almost like, how the heck am I even getting through this racetrack? It's so tight. But you know, your body adapts and you get used to it, and then by Friday and Saturday you're ready to fly it. But it's an amazing, demanding sport, only because it's really nonstop. You don't have a chance to breathe. A gate comes up on you every 2 or 3 seconds, and at 230 miles an hour, that's basically a lot of work for sure.
I guess so. Now, I guess it's kind of proof of how competitive these races are. I know last year was the first time you took a first, but you're hoping to improve that this year because I think you've made some changes to your airplane.
You know, the cool thing about the air race is that the pilot is a percentage of it, but in addition to that, the machine is an even bigger part of that. So we've struggled. I actually came from an extra into the edge series of airplanes, and I'm not a natural edge guy. I've flown extras my whole life. So even just sitting in an edge for me took some getting used to, and then really we were playing catch up almost for a couple of years. You show up at a race and you think, oh, okay, we've got a great machine going here, and then all of a sudden you realize that everybody else has kind of done the same thing, and oh boy, here we go, we're playing catch up again. But now we've made some really neat changes to our machine where we've got a very, very powerful engine. And when I won in Budapest last year, really that was the result of the great engine that we had in the airplane and the aerodynamic tweaks that we've had. So we're trying to stay now ahead of the power curve on that instead of being behind like we were for a few years. And that's exciting. So we're going into Abu Dhabi with a machine that we think is pretty close to a winner right from the very beginning.
Now, are all of these courses around the world, are they more or less the same as far as how challenging they are, or are there some that really stand out?
Some of them are easier than others. The tracks are really dictated by the geography of where we're flying. So if you look at a place like Abu Dhabi, it's a big bay area, so it's more like a big circle track like Daytona or Indianapolis for a car. It's a big circle. There's probably less G on you, but there's more opportunity for pilot failure just because the track is so wide open. And then you go to a place like Budapest, Hungary, where it's up and down a river, and it's more like a drag racing track. So it's how cleanly can you fly the plane. So there's really two different types of tracks that we fly in, and that's really it. It's either up and down a river, or it's around in a bay, or this year we're actually going to fly inside a Formula One track in Germany, which would be quite interesting.
Now, you've got a new race this year in New York. I think that's the first time you've been in the Northeast. Is that right?
Yeah, that's really exciting. Red Bull has worked on this race in New York for a few years, and We've heard rumors about it coming to New York for quite a while, and all the pilots are like, yeah, well, we'll believe it when we see it. Well, it looks like the time has finally come that we are actually going to see it. It's a very big bonus for Red Bull. They want to go to some of the most prestigious cities in the world, and obviously New York is at the top of the list. And so the entire organization, I think everybody is just chopping at the bit to New York. We're hoping for good weather, especially for me, because I live in the Northeast, and we're going to have a lot of family and friends there, so it's really going to be quite an event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too, being in the Northeast myself. And so that's June 19th to 20th that's set to go. And is it really a two-day event, or how do these things work?
So it really is. Saturday is always a qualification day. So what that does is there's one championship point up for grabs. So the guy that wins the qualifying gets one point added to their queue for the year for the total points. And then you really need to be in the top 10, and that assures you a starting place in what they call the top 12 or the Super 8s starting on Sunday. So you really want to – you don't need to be – either you win or be in the top 10. It doesn't really matter, but you really want to be up there in the front, and that takes the pressure off. So qualifying is really it's as intense as race day, really, and there's fewer people there. So for me, qualifying day is always my favorite if you're a spectator, because you get to see the same event almost, and there's fewer people there, so it's a fun time to watch.
Oh, I see. That's good to know. And how many pilots do they have now? I know it seems like every year they add more and more pilots to the, to the company there.
Yeah, pilots cycle in and out. This year we have two new pilots, one from the Czech Republic and one from Brazil, both two very, very good guys, and both with very good backgrounds. One is a military fighter pilot from Czechoslovakia, Slovakia, and then also the guy from Brazil is an aerobatic pilot with a background similar to mine. So both of them are very well suited to sort of high G, low altitude flying like we're doing in the race.
Okay, now I'm sure Red Bull keeps you pretty busy, but what else do you have in store for this season?
Well, you know, it's also exciting on the air show front, because last year we were lucky enough to sign on with a new sponsor. ASB TV is with us. So this year, as opposed to the familiar green and red and white, will be maroon and white this year, which will be really, really nice. And ASB TV is really out there trying to tell the story of inspirational airshow performers throughout the globe, and so we're just lucky to do that. We're going to have a lot of great content, and they're excited by the program. We're excited by the program. It's nice to be with a new company that is fresh and is as excited as we are, so we're looking forward to that. We're going to go to a bunch of old-time venues that we've been to that are our favorites, Quonset, Rhode Island being one, Oshkosh being another one, Salinas, California we're going to. But we're also going to a bunch of new events, and ASB TV has us going to Fort Worth, Texas, Sacramento, California, down to Atlantic City, New Jersey. So we're going to be in some really, really nice, fun spots this year. So the air show world for us is just as exciting as the Red Bull world.
I guess so. You must have like a million miles on your frequent flyer account.
Oh gosh, I'm telling you, I could probably travel around the world a couple of times for free with all the miles that I do a year. It's probably well over a couple of 100,000 miles on the airlines, but that's just the way it goes. And I have an amazing group of people that work with me on our team. Our team really now is comprised of about 9 people, and the way it works is we keep our air show team and our Red Bull Air Race team pretty separate. So there's a ferry pilot and a crew chief and marketing people on the air show side that works with the ASB team. And then the Red Bull Air Race team, I have a team coordinator who actually lives in New Hampshire, but then I also have an assistant technician that lives in Ohio, and my full-time technician lives in Florida. And then we also have our own specific engine building race engine shop in Fitchburg, Mass. So we've got a team working on both sides. So I'm just the guy that gets to enjoy the airplanes, but everybody else is putting in the hard work behind me that allows me to do this. So I'm a lucky guy for sure.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're having a good time.
When I started this, aerobatic flying really was not as prolific as it is now as a profession. So it was, for me, it was just a dream, and I was doing it to better my piloting skills. And now if somebody said, hey, Mike, are you going to be able to make a full-time living at this someday and put your family, food on your family's table and your daughter through school on this? I never would have believed them. But I'm lucky. I'm thankful that I've got this. And now just want to do it the best that I can and then make sure that I can help the next generation of pilots and inspire people to come to air shows and these air races. Because it really, I'm living a dream that I never thought that I'd be able to do. So I'm really thankful that I get to do it and hope I can share it with more people.
Well, thanks, Mike. I'm sure you're sharing that with a lot of people at Oshkosh and at the Red Bull races, and people around the world are getting to see your flying and all these other guys. So I wish you a lot of good luck this season.
Thanks very much. And let everybody know that we do all kinds of posting from events on Twitter and Facebook and my website, MikeGoulian.com. I have a blog there, and we always have a bunch of very, very cool photos and inside stories. So make sure they go there and stay connected to us, because we appreciate all of our fans for sure.
Okay, well, thanks for your time today, Mike.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great summer.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.